Welcome,
everyone, to our latest podcast.
Yes.
Number 11, I think.
Yes.
We just did 10.
Yes.
Yes. See how that works?
I do see how that works. That's counting, isn't it?
I know, right?
Whoa.
I know.
Mind blown.
So today's podcast is about...
Super creepy
songs. Of all descriptions and...
Yes. And there were some disturbing songs.
Yeah, disturbing. And I think we... Because you know how I love rules, right?
Yeah.
Love rules.
If there wasn't rules, we just couldn't do this.
Well, society itself would crumble without rules. So we do have some slight rules because we started... I went down some really, really bad rabbit holes. We're doing some research.
It's quite sad. Hugs were required.
There was lots of hugs for, you know... Don't ever listen to a song by Korn called Daddy, unless you want to sob your heart out for 9.5 minutes. So, creepy songs.
Yes.
But where we're going, we talked about creepy versus eerie versus scary.
Yeah.
To us, we've broken this down into three different types of creepy. We've got stalker creepy, icky creepy.
Yeah.
And when we start talking about the songs, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you'll know they're icky.
And deathly creepy, which are like, And the other rule we've got here is that I don't think the songs really that we talk about were deliberately intending.
No.
Although that's a tautology. That
deliberately intending.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to unintentionally intending.
Ooh, ow.
No, I don't think you can do that. So I don't think these songs were intending to be creepy, but my goodness, they were.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the icky category.
Oh, the icky category is probably the... Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dark place.
It is. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe people have the best intentions at the time they're writing it and think this is a bit of fun, but... Yeah, as you'll see, that's not always the case.
No. Fail.
So,
should we start the first category? Because I think most people will be familiar with the stalker creepy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Very familiar with the stalker creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just between us, have probably done it themselves.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I think everyone's been a little bit stalkery.
Judgment-free zone here.
Judgment-free. It's absolutely.
Okay.
It's a nice place.
The truth will set you
place.
Free. Yeah. Yes, but the songs we're about to talk about, I think, should really result in AVOs being issued.
Yeah, I think so. At least they're very close.
Yeah.
Papers
Some
have been
kind
written.
Of court order
yeah.
not to be within 100 feet of the person singing the song.
Yes, for sure.
So, we haven't counted them down this time.
No,
we've just kind of
them
bundled
down.
Them because we don't really want to work out which one's creepier than the other because that's just, it's not a fun exercise for us.
It's definitely not.
So let's just, the creepy group is the first one.
Yes, is the stalker creepy. Oh,
yeah,
the first one.
Stalker creepy,
stalker
yes,
creepy
the first one in there.
Is Every Breath You Take.
By the Police.
By the Police, yes.
And look, let's face it, I think this is the handbook for stalking.
If you're going to do it, this is the way to do it.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, everything, every breath you take,
I'll be watching you. You can see Marilyn Manson actually doing a take of this, which would probably terrify the bejesus out of you and cause an AVO like...
Yeah. Because they're intending to be creepy. See how that works.
Yeah.
They would be. But I'm not sure the Police were. I don't think it was supposed to be a love song. But Oh Can't You See You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
If she can't see it, sweetie. No. Don't force it. Don't force it.
No means no.
Yep. Stop ringing around outside her house.
Yes. But it is one of those songs that's surprisingly used regularly at funerals. Oh my goodness. Not at funerals, at weddings.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard it at a wedding.
Song. Oh,
who's done that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just a
really?
Song. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, I've never. What?
Going, okay. All right, then, if that's the choice you make.
And I thought the worst song before I'd heard it at a wedding was Mariah Carey's Hero, which actually was bad. But
that would have been bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm I'm surprised by that. I'm not often speechless, but who does that?
But it was like indelibly linked. I can't even remember who it was. I've got a suspicion, but I'm so not going to say it.
Are they still married?
Yes, they are.
Are they happily married?
I don't know.
Oh dear.
You can really tell these
who can
days.
Who can say these days? So that's our first stalker creepy, because and I think Big Tick. I think a lot of people universally go, yeah, that is a really creepy song. The next one. Not quite so creepy when you listen to it, because it's poppy. It's awesome to sing along to.
Oh, it so is.
It's 80s electro synth, you know.
Go the Human League.
It's Phil Oakley. It's
good.
Don't You Want Me, Baby. Yeah. Human League.
Don't You Want Me, Baby.
I know. You can't help but dance. But when we break the lyrics down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you, and you go, oh, that's nice, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I took you out, I spun you around, I turned you around, I turned you into someone new.
And yeah.
Hang on a minute, what's happening here? 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. I haven't got the words in front of me because I know most of them. Because, you know, it was on Countdown, so I know it word for word. It's the success has been so easy for you. But then here's the kicker. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now. And you go, oh, yeah, that's creepy.
Mm.
And I can put you back there too?
Yes.
No, you did not just say that to her.
Big threat.
I know.
Rude.
And then it gets a little bit needy.
Yeah.
Don't you want me?
Don't.
You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and... Don't you want me to keep saying it?
When I hear you don't want to see me, which means he can't even have a conversation face to face.
Yeah, apparently somebody else has told him that she doesn't want to see you.
Yeah, it's at school when you dropped and somebody else has to tell you.
So puberty blues. Like you tell your best friend to tell his best friend to tell him, or he tells you to tell you that you're dropped. Sorry, mate, you dropped.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then at least she gets to answer. So she says, yes, okay.
There's a retort.
Let me just say that the part of the story about me working as a waitress in the cocktail bar was true.
That much is true.
But even then, I knew I'd find a much better place either with or without you.
Mm.
You think, I hope she's going to get...
Referencing like, a U2 song before they even wrote it. Wow, look at that.
Or maybe that's where they got it.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe they heard it and went, so keeping that one.
Either with or without you.
Mm.
But what I like is, I thought, you know, maybe she'll get bitter and like slag back at him. But she just says, look, the 5 years we've had have been such good times. I still love you.
Yeah.
I just think it's time I live my life on my own.
Yes.
I guess it's just what I must do. And then he goes back into needy, don't.
Yeah,
don't. You want
me. Don't you want me.
Going, I'm not sure you listened to her then.
Yeah.
She just said no. She just said, look, you know, let's just
leave it there. She's so classy.
But then he's, you know, you better change your mind back or we'll both be sorry. Actually, I think just you'll be sorry.
Yeah.
She doesn't say how much she will be. So, stalker creepy.
Stalker creepy.
Tick.
Good stalker creepy. So we've got two really solid stalker creepies.
Yeah.
So let's move to the next one, which you were a little bit surprised that it was stalker creepy. Yeah,
but again, once you mentioned it, I went, okay.
Yeah, so the next one that we've got on the list is Hello.
Hello by Lionel Richie.
Is it me you're looking for?
Which is kind of nice, and I remember the film clip, there was a blind lady that, you know, which seemed weird that it's me you're looking for when she couldn't see, but...
Anyway.
It was the 80s. Now. It was. But yes, it was, I've been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I often see you walk past by my door, and
then...
What, he's standing at the window waiting for her to walk past every day? Yeah. Going, oh my God, it's 11:13. She's about to walk past. Hands and nose on window.
Yeah.
Hello. Fogging up the window. Is it me you're looking for?
Maybe he was trying to do like a Marco Polo thing. Hello.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, I'm happy to add that to the... It is a bit stalkery. Maybe. Creepy. And they're all
80s. What happened in the 80s?
Oh, I don't know.
Although
we're about to go a bit 90s and 2000s with the next couple too.
Yeah. Just a slight tangent, which I'm happy if it needs... Yeah, I know.
We never go on tangents.
But happy if it needs to be deleted, or deleted, as we now call it. when this song was used with the beer, the little keg in the fridge thing, perfect. Perfect marketing.
Yeah.
When they open the door and there's Lionel Richie there on the piano going, hello, this is me you're looking for. And this beer is just perfect.
A whole lot less stalker creepy when you're in a fridge singing to someone who wants a beer.
A whole lot less.
That's absolutely fine.
It's completely okay. You just got to work your levels out here. Oh, dear. All right, so let's move on to the next stalker creepy, which is, you know, moving up in the eras.
Yes.
The eras.
This one is You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a whole song about a guy that sees a girl on a train and imagines their life together.
Yeah, everything. Kids, weddings.
While she's just sitting there opposite him. And she's got no idea that he's doing that.
No. Yeah. But it's also James Blunt.
Yeah, and it was also one of the most overplayed songs of its year. It was...
Was it played.
It was really catchy, and then you... What? And what was with that My Love Is Brilliant? Like, he started singing. It was like he fucked it up at the start.
Okay.
You know, he sang a line and went, oh, that's right, it's still intro. Sorry, I'll wait again. And then I'll sing the line. You go, what did you leave that in for? It sounds like you made a mistake and then you just left it in there and tried to justify it as genuine. Oh, anyway.
Well, you know, with recording software nowadays, and even then-a-days, that would have easily been able to be taken out. So I think it was done
deliberately. Curious as to why they left it in there.
Maybe we'll have to ask him.
Yeah, we'll have to ask James.
Yeah.
You know, next time we tour, or if he's listening to this, because, you know, a lot of famous people listen to our stuff, I think. They don't feed that back to us.
We just know because we've been stalking them and tracking their feet.
Which type of creepy have we been with them?
So let's move on to a different type of stalker creepy.
Yeah.
Fan stalker creepy.
Fan stalker creepy, and this is the fan stalker creepy.
If you're gonna do it, this is like your rule book on how you're gonna go about it.
Exactly.
Stand by Eminem.
Yes, and I love this song.
You love it?
I like Eminem's work. He sometimes just gets a bit angry and like, dude, I don't want to listen to you yell at your mum for 5 minutes.
No.
Can we get past that?
Yeah.
But I think the way he works through a lot of his problems in his songs.
Yeah.
We talked about having a special murder one at some point.
And yes, absolutely.
His song Kim, where he pretends to murder his ex-wife and when they were going through a bad patch.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's what you see is what you get. And he just says, this is happening in my life and I'm going to use my music to work this out.
Yeah.
But, it's no surprise that Stan, I think is based on a true...
Yeah, I think it was exaggerated, though. I think I've heard him talk about it.
Of course, it was exaggerated.
Exaggerated.
But essentially, it's about a fan who writes to him and you know, he doesn't get around to reading the letter till the guy is obsessed and written about 3 or 4 and then starts to go, hey, dude, how you going? It's all good. Here's what's happening in my life. And then you can just hear the tone. In the next verse, he gets angry. And then the last, he's just completely psychotic.
Yeah.
And you are going, oh, my God. And then it comes back to a nice place. And in between each verse, you need to reset. They have this little Dido grab of, you know, Dido's thank you.
Yeah.
So it's like, my teeth are cool. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm ready for the next onslaught.
Okay. Yes, do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And then, eventually he says, oh, okay, now I'll answer that letter because, you know, it takes me a while. And he's going, dear Cindy, hey, how you going? That's nice that you're, oh, my God, I heard this thing on the news. And then he realises, oh, that was you.
Yeah. Whoops.
Which is lovely because the last word is just, damn.
Yeah.
And it stops. But, yeah, Stalker Creepy again. That's the handbook for fan Stalker Creepy.
Fan Stalker Creepy,
as opposed to Every Breath You Take, which is the love stalker.
Love Stalker Creepy, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Got the whole range here.
Yeah,
so
it's nice. There's Stalker Creepy for all types.
Yes, for all times. Pick your stalker version that you want to be.
Yep.
And we also had an unusual one we wanted to add.
Dishonourable mention.
Yeah, dishonourable honourable mention, because we kind of both enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Still stalker creepy.
It is. Tegan and Sarah, who I didn't know a whole lot about.
Yeah.
But Canadian identical lesbian twins.
As it happens.
There's a marketing angle, a couple of marketing angles already. But a song called Living Room, where it's all about someone.
Yeah, kind brought of you right into your bathroom.
Into
to
your
watch
bathroom.
You get clean.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. A little creepy. Although that almost falls into the category of being creepy deliberately.
It does almost fill into that category.
Almost. It's borderline.
But then it was a super catchy tune with banjos.
Yeah.
So although kind of elevated out.
Although banjos for me are always a bit creepy too. Ever since Deliverance, I don't think banjos are... Yeah. Banjos haven't been a nice musical instrument.
That would be an interesting one to do.
Although, yeah, because...
Evil instruments.
Well, not evil, maybe, because then I can counter that with Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog, which is... quite possibly one of my favourite songs ever. I know.
Did you just make a big call?
It's in my top 10.
Ooh.
In his top 10.
Yeah. Don't make me choose a number.
So it will be. Right. Well, it might not make you choose a number, but I might get you to list the remaining 9 at some point.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big... You know how big that was last month for you.
Oh, so, it was massive. I always say that I will have at least 30 songs that are in my top 10.
Well, it depends what mood you're in. And,
yeah.
But for me, it's not just the song. It's also the point in your life and what influence it had on you at the time. And that was, to me, the Muppet movie was just...
Yes.
I loved the show. The variety show. I loved that whole concept of that sort of thing.
It's hilarious.
And the humour was incredible.
It was very good.
We've gone off on a tangent again.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Yeah.
We never do that.
So let's go from that to our next category of icky creepy.
Icky creepy.
And again...
There's icks here.
I don't think we need to explain icky creepy.
No, we just need to go there. Yeah, okay.
Well, temporarily go there.
All right, deep
Big
breath.
Deep breaths. Hold hands.
Yep. Holding hands.
Okay, and good.
We can do
and
this. Breathing.
We can do this.
All right.
So our first one.
Yeah.
Because this is one I kind of put on there because it's from a musical.
Captain of Creepy, this one. Captain
well,
Creepy.
Again, there's layers of creepy with this one.
layers
of creepy. So the song is Thank Heavens for Little Girls.
Yeah.
From the musical Gigi.
Gigi.
Maurice Chevalier singing it, and he's, you know, he's a good-looking rooster. He's a nice, and it's a
rooster.
And in the musical, I know it. What the song is trying to say, I think, again, is thank heavens there's little girls because little girls grow up and become beautiful women, and if we wouldn't have beautiful women if there weren't little girls.
Yes.
Which already sounds creepy as I say that out loud, right?
It does, actually.
Yeah. So when you have him in his beautiful French accent going, thank heavens for little girls. It's just, and I've got the words here. Do you want me to read some?
Sure.
Read some of the
words
I have
here. Let's read some of the words.
Each time I see a little girl about 5 or 6 or 7, straight away the creepometer just went to 10.
Absolutely.
I can't resist the joyous urge.
Urge? Really?
Urge.
Yeah.
No.
No,
not with 5, 6, 7-year-olds. To smile and say, thank heavens for little girls. And you think, okay, super creepy, but maybe he's going to bring that home.
Yeah,
he's going to take it to a good place and go, they grow up. So he says they grow up in the most delightful way. And that's as close as you get.
Yeah, no.
Read the rest of the song. No.
5, 6, or 7, but then no specifics.
There's no mention of the word
up.
Ladies or women. It's just those little eyes so helpless and appealing. Someday we'll flash and have you crashing through the ceiling.
Yeah.
A lot of G's been dropped there too, which is a bit weird. But,
it is very weird.
And without them, what would little boys do? Actually, little boys wouldn't care at that age.
They'd be like, ew, good
girls. Cuties. And then there's a tell me boys, those little eyes. You don't know.
Yeah.
As I said, there's no mention of, and I think maybe there's more context. I did remember, I didn't watch Gigi till only about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was out in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
So I know it's a classic, and it's the night they invented champagne, but... It is. He was sort of... It's the opening song. So it's, hey, I'm in France. Everyone is gay.
Should
Paris. Yeah. Everyone is doing that and there are beautiful women everywhere. But do you really have to say thank heavens for little girls off the bat?
Yeah. Straight
really.
Up. And 5, 6, or 7.
And actually mentioning an age and then not saying when they grow to be women or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You're channeling a bit of Colin there.
I was a bit of Colin Gaff. Shout out to Colin Gaff if you heard that. Yeah, so
yeah,
that was one of my, as soon as we said this category, actually, yes, that was, I think, one of the first songs.
I think it's the first that came out, yes. Yeah. Interestingly enough, the next one is the second that came out, so, which, you know, it sounds innocent when you talk about it, but this is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have done it. Bublé, Mariah Carey. Oh, I think so. I'm not sure, actually. I always thought he did.
I mean, Every Man and Their Dog has done a Christmas album. So.
Pretty much, and I'd say most have done this song if they haven't.
So the creepiness factor
on
for
their
me.
Next one, because they're listening to the podcast going, right, I haven't done it. I better do it.
It's in our back catalogue. Yeah. Yeah, for me, the creepiness factor, and I think even as a child I was a bit, really?
He's watching you?
He sees you while you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
Or good or bad.
Well, and then, you know, so be good for goodness sake. It's a bit of a warning. But so I've got to be good because there's some super creepy old guy in the sky somewhere watching every second of my day.
Yeah.
I'm not a parent, but, you know, I have 14 nieces and nephews and lots of friends' children. I would be horrified that there was a big man, you know, obviously I'm older and wiser and know differently, but, you know, if there was a big man really that was watching my kids every minute of the day.
Yeah, no.
ABO.
Massive ABO.
Yeah.
Possibly with an axe.
Yeah. So, to me, I don't know, it's just always been a bit, oh, really? Yeah. That doesn't sit well with me. That's not cool.
It's kind of like clowns for you.
Oh, no, that's completely different. Clowns are way worse. Oh, my God, don't start me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right, none of these are in that.
Reset.
Where's my paperback?
All right, so let's move on to the next icky creepy. So we've got two more icky creepies.
Oh, we got three more, I think. Yeah. Oh, no, two, yes.
Two more icky creepies.
Two more icky creepies.
So, this is one that you had discovered as well. So
this might be the third one that I think I mentioned.
Yeah.
So I went icky creepy straight away. That's a bit weird. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No. I think maybe it just disturbed you. Maybe I've gone stalker creepy because that's the ones I did first, was the stalker creepy.
Yeah, maybe it's our own personal experiences that have shaped
But oh, that's a bit scary, though, because one of the very first ones I thought of was the deathly creepy.
Yeah, you went deathly creepy.
I did.
I went icky creepy, but yeah.
Anyway,
Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, yeah, how young is she?
Yeah, how really?
They don't actually mention in the song, but there are about three or four references where you go, you know, you look a lot older than you are. I really shouldn't be in love with you.
Yes.
This is wrong. You should go back to your mum's house.
Yeah, that's the teller.
And that's kind of the teller where you go, ooh. You know, it's nicely and cleverly wrapped up in a catchy tune.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 60s here too. But yeah, even if it was 17, I'd possibly feel a bit... No, I wouldn't.
No.
I was going to say I'd feel a tiny bit better, but the way he's talking, she's 14 or 15 and he's gone... Oh,
she's underage.
The only slightly redeeming feature with this is that obviously he's realised at some point and gone, come on, Gaz. No, don't do... Just moonwalk out of that one. Jude, just cut your losses, tell her to go and walk away from there. But
do you know by any chance if they're British?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they might be with the Union Gap.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I find hilarious about British people is when they're really ticked off, like when we'd be super duper mad and be using F words as Aussies, they say things like, that's well out of order.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you're really angry now.
My love for you is way out of line.
Somebody says that way out of line. It's
yeah, which
like,
would be
oh,
like Australians
so
going
British.
Back and what? Get out.
So just, I think that's kind of hysterical.
Yes, so definitely passed the icky creepy test.
Did it ever.
We gave it 10 shutters out of 10.
talking about shutters.
And this one,
gosh.
Just when I thought we couldn't get any creepier.
Just when
or
we,
ickier,
yes.
Nor ickier.
Okay.
You came up with this little
Well, yes,
special.
And I'll give credit to my colleague, Melissa. Thank you very much for sharing this with me.
Actually, Melissa No, don't. No, we're not thanking you.
Yeah, I was about to say, actually, I do not thank you.
My life was better not knowing this.
I agree. You didn't watch the video clip, did you?
Oh, my God. Is there a video clip?
Yeah. There's a video clip. It gets worse.
No, Mummy, make it stop.
Yes. So the reason that there's such terror in the podcasting studio is because this song is called My Body Is Nobody's But Mine.
Which... is already creepy, and before we name the artist, was a Stranger Danger TV instructional thing, right? So teaching children to say, no, that's wrong to touch me there.
Yes.
But...
then it adds a creep level, doesn't it?
The artist is...
Rolf. It's just the worst.
So you can imagine, I mean, obviously, with the aid of a time machine, the advertising agency would go, you know what, let's not go with Rolf Harris to do this.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know hindsight is a wonderful thing, but it probably would have been creepy at the time. I don't want to watch that DVD, by the way.
No, I don't.
Because there's shit you see in life that you just can't unsee.
You can't unsee.
And I don't want to have to try and unsee that.
There was a tiny little bit that I thought was really hilarious. There's all these kids and they're singing this song and there's some kids shoving other kids out of the way so that they could be in the front. God, that is priceless. Get out of the way.
Australian TV gold.
But yeah, don't watch it. Don't do that to yourself. Just don't.
God.
Yeah.
I wonder if he wrote it too.
I think he did. Yeah. I don't know that for a fact,
my
so body please don't.
Nobody's but mine.
Yeah.
You know, 10 out of 10 for concepts and the thought, especially back then, to say, you know what, this isn't cool. Because Stranger Danger stuff only came in mid late 70s, maybe.
Well, it wasn't, I don't remember it at all, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was we were just on the cusp of that coming in, I think.
But the other part that's interesting is it's most likely to be somebody you know. So the Stranger Danger thing, anyway,
that's
a horrible
with
tangent.
The beauty of a hot tub time machine, we could work that one out too.
Absolutely. We could really do with a hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just get the ick off and just move on to I know. It's like you need to wipe it and then shower.
No, we need a lot more alcohol to wipe that ick off after that one.
We do serious
ick. So let's go into Deathly Creepy, because that's way better.
Let's take it another level.
And this is
good down, baby.
This is kind of more your category.
Yeah, so weirdly, the first song that popped into my mind when we talked about creepy was Where the Wild Roses Grow by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Because it starts off as a beautiful love song, and then he bashes her head in with a rock and shoves her
drowns her in the river, and
that's where the wild roses grow. So obviously humans are good fertilizer.
Yeah, of course.
Not that I'm recommending that, so no gardening tips for anybody.
Or Soylent Green kind of tips either.
Exactly.
This isn't a cooking show.
It's not a cooking show. But yes.
Yeah, and I think the thing that makes it
quite nice as well together.
Even because that was in Kylie's sort of experimental stage. She'd done the Stock Aitken Waterman thing. She'd been this little singing budgie pop princess thing, which I love you for that too, Kylie. But that stuff can't go forever. She reinvented herself, and I'm gonna credit Michael Hutchence with.
Oh, I think so too. I was about to say the same
changing
thing.
Changing Kylie
a bit,
and
around the time
that was
she started to not hard enough, but.
She just became a woman instead of this
pretty little thing.
Princess girly thing, which, as I said, I love the princess girly
thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I'm a bit of a princess girly sometimes too. But
isn't everyone?
But I love that she went to different places with her music.
She really
just explored
for
a little
stuff.
Period.
And I think it really rounded her out, because then I think she found her spot and her place, and then the music that she produced from there was very...
I can be that person there. I can be this person. Yep. She realised she didn't have to be the same thing all the time.
Yeah, it was really nice, actually, to watch her sort of expand out.
Yeah.
And the voice contrast in between the roughness of Nick Cave and the sweetness of her voice is just beautiful.
And it is some of her. Yeah, it's great singing with her too.
Yeah.
It is. It's just her. There's no disco or beat or, you know, which every Stock Aitken Waterman song starts with. There's none of that to hide in.
It's no Tim.
It's just her, and she's breathy and... sultry.
It's so good.
Yeah, and Nick Cave, which we were talking about before we came on air, was Nick Cave is just creepy full stop.
Yes, he is creepy.
He's not creepy person, but Actually, no, he is a little.
He's a little.
His voice, yeah. I love Nick Cave's voice because it's just so deep.
And, yes.
And he does love focusing on very creepy things. He seems
to like that sort of a theme.
Like murder and stuff.
Yes. He has a whole album.
He says
a
whole
about murder ballads.
And we're from, And we're in the same town. We grew up in the same town. Possibly a little. I'll have to look at how old he is at the years. So Wangaratta in Victoria. So Nick was born in Warracknabeel but moved to Wang when he was very young. And about 3 years ago, just completely dissed Wangaratta. Just said, didn't call it a shithole, but he just said it was a horrible town. He hated it and the police were, you know, assholes and all that kind of stuff.
That's because you're a long-haired hippie, dude.
Yeah, Wangaratta didn't love him back after that.
Strangely.
Yeah, I know. Strangely. And I'd said, look, I left Wang when I was five, so it didn't shape me too much.
By the way, it's Wang if you're a local.
Only people not from Wang call it Wangaratta. Like you saying Bath.
Bath, yeah.
Bathurst. It's not even an F in it.
Go back to Bath.
But I probably didn't say, there was a few years I didn't say pleasant things about Wang either.
Yeah.
And just because I looked and went, oh, the town sort of stagnated a little. But actually it's in the last probably, and the highway, the Hume Highway bypassed it, and I thought, oh God, it's going to be, like through. Tumbleweed. Actually, there was tumbleweeds. That's a different story. Look that one up. There were tumbleweeds going through Wangaratta.
Oh, how cool.
But it's picked itself up. It has a jazz festival. Ooh. It's near wineries anyway. Yeah, like some of the best wineries in Australia, I think, in the world. The world. Brown Brothers and the whole Rutherglen region. Wow, okay. They're very close.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're all very close to Wang.
What am I thinking then? Oh, I'm thinking the place with the little lakes, Mount Gambier.
Yeah, that's South Australia.
Yeah. So completely in the wrong spot. Yeah, Wangaratta,
northeastern Victoria. Right. So anyway, this is the place that Nick came from. And so maybe that's why I understand his darkness, because there wasn't a lot to do.
No.
I said, I'm sometimes thankful I left and went to Melbourne when I was young, because I don't know, who knows what I would have been.
But you can just imagine him kind of, you know, walking down the local streets of Wangaratta. He would have a full black with long hair, like not long, big chunky long
sideburns.
Yeah. He would look like a weirdo in that town. The police would go, you look dodgy. You look like you're looking for drugs.
Well, and the population's been 16,000 for the last 40 years.
Wow. Geez, at least I
got used to have some. It used to, IBM used to be there. There used to be a large mill, cotton mill. Brooks Mill. There was some big place, and then all that industry moved, so, which is like a lot of country towns, I guess. So what do you do? And for him, I guess music was his outlet, and that was his saviour. And also, he got kicked out of his high school, and his parents moved him to he was a boarder at Melbourne Grammar.
Wow.
And then, his father died. Yeah, no, his father died when he was 19, which gave him probably more material for being morose. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, we'll stop the Nick Cave love fest.
Yes, we will. Because he does write beautiful love songs.
He does.
Well,
he's a great writer. It made him who he was. It made him possibly focus a little bit on the negative, on the darker side of things. That's not always a bad thing in life.
Not always a bad thing.
If you can use music to do that. You need that contrast. Yeah. So
should we move on to the next one?
Yes, let's go.
Miss Otis Regrets.
Yeah.
By Kirsty MacColl.
Kirsty MacColl was the first, yes.
Yes.
The version I knew was Bette Midler.
Yeah.
And I think we were sharing notes and going, they're sung the same way. It's, you know, big band. And you feel like dancing and it's Miss Otis Regrets. Yeah, there will be no lunch today, and you go, you're dancing along, and then suddenly you realise that she's murdered her husband.
You
go, oh, sorry, girls, I've got to cancel lunch. I've murdered my husband. I got to kind of run away and lay low for a while, I think is really the storyline.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a Dixie Chicks song as well. What's it called? I think it's called Ernie. And it's basically about this woman that's been abused. He's an ass. And then she bands together with a friend and they kill him. But it's actually quite an uplifting song in the way that it's written. And this is kind of one of those things as well. You're listening to it going,
it's like fantasy murder.
There's a whole genre there.
Which is, we were talking about Eminem before with the fantasy murder with Kim. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's bizarro.
As long as singing about it makes you feel better
if it gets it out.
Reduces your homicidal rage.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's an outlet. And I've I've always said that music for me is whatever mood I'm in. So if I'm angry, I have an angry playlist. If I'm sad, I have a sad playlist. If I'm dancey and mincy, I have a playlist. If I just want to chill out, I have a playlist. I have my own, a lot of stuff that I've put together. But what I find is I play enough of it and go, I don't want to hear that anymore, means I'm through it, and then you progress to something better. I can change. I change my moods through music, and that's one of the things I really love about it.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah, that you.
So if you're ever sad, my recommendation, high recommendation, is to just listen to Smiths back to back, and before you know it, you'll be chirpy and happy.
I have no problems in my life whatsoever.
Because that guy's got them all. Yeah. He has made good wisdom.
You can keep as many sharp instruments as you like right next to me. I'm not going to use them anymore because I've just listened to the Smiths or Morrissey or both.
Yes, absolutely. It always makes me feel much, much better. I'm always in a much happier mood if I listen to the Smiths. And or Morrissey. Love it.
Yes, of course.
All right, let's round this out,
and
baby.
Then our last deathly creepy, really old song, 40s?
56,
late 40s? Oh, yeah, I was going to say late 40s, 50s. Okay.
My God, does that mean I knew a fact?
You researched something and I didn't. Wow. Go on.
Yay!
Yeah.
I knew a fact.
Strange Fruit.
Yes, by Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday, who I absolutely adore. She was just one of those.
I listened to Billie for a little while, like back to back, and then I'm like, I just need a break. There's just too much.
But again,
sadness.
It's that you can just feel her trouble. Oh, she's a troubled soul, and she that came out in her music. But her voice is just perfect, spot on for the genre she sings. Oh, I love it. So Strange Fruit hanging from the poplar trees is horribly, about a time in the States where black people were
hanging,
literally hanged from trees and they would leave their body there to rot. And, but it was kind of written in a way to disguise it a little.
Yeah.
And, if I'd seen the song and not, read some of the other stuff, you'd go, would I have known that? Probably, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Say blood
at the time,
on the leaves.
Blood on the leaves and the smell, or something. There's something smell coming because it's there for days.
Yeah. And the eyes popping.
Yeah.
So you probably would work it out.
Yeah. And interestingly, for Billie Holiday, even singing that song at the time could have got her hanged.
Yeah.
But she sang it,
Deep South.
Fuck you, I'm singing it anyway.
So Billie Holiday.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if she hadn't been so incredibly famous, who knows what would have happened. And I guess that's the creepy part about it. You go, oh my God, you sang about that, and knowing that you could have been jailed or hanged for just singing that song.
Just for singing it.
So it's more about, not murder creepy, but, well, in my eyes, maybe it is murder for doing that to someone.
It totally is.
Well, not maybe. I mean, maybe for singing a song, but they were doing, murder. Let's not go there. But incredible guts and some big cojones on her part to sing that. So props
what
to you, Billie.
What was the word Billie. We
were
talking about before?
Norgs. No, that's.
Oh no, not them.
Yeah,
right.
You can't say we're big Norgs for doing that one. It just doesn't sound. It's not.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
But even, who is it? Betty. The Golden Girls actress.
White.
Yes, thank you. I thought it was white, and then I thought, that seems too simple. Talks about, I don't know why they say, you've got balls.
Yes.
You've got to say to people, you've got a bloody good vagina, because that thing goes through hell.
Yeah, so that thing can take a pounding. Yeah. Why don't they say vagina?
All right, let's finish this.
What's not to love about Betty White?
Really, absolutely. She's
loving,
just adorable.
Love Betty White. In fact, the first thing I saw Betty White in, which very sadly was the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which was interesting because she was the sort of slutty character in Mary Tyler Moore. Not back for the 70s, a bit slutty or a bit and gossipy. She was the office gossip. And
a bit,
woman around town. So when they cast for the Golden Girls, they said, oh, you're going to be, Blanche. And she went, oh, I want to try the ditzy blonde one. So she actually chose to be Rose when they thought, we think you'd be Blanche. I mean, history has shown that was a great move.
Oh,
and
great
Rue McClanahan was also so awesome. I mean, yeah. All four of them are great.
They are.
But that was, just a bit of extra trivia for you.
So let's talk about, so the title of the whole thing has been Creepy. But there's a couple of songs that we didn't talk about because they're not intentionally.
They're not intentionally creepy.
Yeah.
And we touched on
at some point.
Yeah. There's been a lot of things touched on in some of these songs that shouldn't have been touched on. Yeah. Know what I'm saying?
Yep. Gary Puckett. We're looking at you.
And Rolf Harris.
We're looking at you.
Santa Claus. We're looking at all of you.
Looking at all of you.
Songs like Slipknot and Korn and some of those bands, which actually, if I'm super angry, they tap into that. I get why they're popular. I get why people follow them and like them. They do that. They do angry. Super angry really well. But they mean to. So they weren't in our creepy ones. As I said, Daddy by Korn is, oh my God, I can't even. So yes, so some of those songs we didn't get. There's also a couple of songs named Creep that we didn't include.
No, we didn't include them.
Radiohead Creep is also possibly in my top 10 songs of all time.
Oh, we've now got two. Two of the top 10.
I know, right.
Eight remaining. It's like a little slow reveal.
I know, it is. And after the break, we'll reveal the next one. We'll talk about the last two, then we'll reveal one, then we'll talk about maybe what's coming up, then we'll have another ad break.
Hey, you've written for commercial television, haven't you?
I should. I've just watched a lot of it. So Radiohead's Creep, classic song, love it. The reason we didn't put it in, dude's got his hand up. Tom's going, you know what?
I'm it.
I am a creep.
Yeah.
I know
no
this.
Denying.
So it's not creepy to go, oh, okay, dude, it's a bit sad that you feel like you're that. But just the way the song's written and crafted, we need a whole separate episode on that.
Do we? Okay.
We need a grunge episode. We need a grunge, the top grunge songs.
Right in a town.
Yeah. So we'll leave that. And the other song is Creep by TLC. And TLC are also one of my favourite R&B, hip-hop R&B groups of the 80s, 90s, noughties. They had a song called Creep, but it was more about creeping. So it was more, my boyfriend's cheating on me, so I'm going to cheat on him, but I don't know want him to know that I'm cheating on him, so I'm just going to creep out and keep it on the down low because no one else is supposed to know. We'll just do that.
No, that's right.
And it was like, we kind of love each other, but we just kind of need to creep out every so often, and then we're okay together.
It's a marriage.
Yeah, well, that's judgment-free zone here, remember?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, so that's all good.
Of course, it may be helpful, though, to have a conversation.
Come on, why would you do that?
That ruins a damn good song.
I know, right?
Yeah. I've got nothing to friggin' write about if my life's happy.
Well, really, that's...
Oh, okay.
No, actually...
Damn it.
I'm sure people
do. Are you trying to say something about that?
No, I'm just thinking that's...
Your life's too happy, Christina.
90% of artists would have nothing to paint about if their lives were happy too.
There's a challenge there.
So, look, I think the reason we chose Creepy, not just to make fun of people, but it is an outlet. There are some genuine things that are out there. You go, love that you're using music as an outlet to do that.
To talk about
maybe
it.
As a cry for help, maybe as a whatever. These ones are a bit more, you know what? I'm not sure if you know this, but like your song is like really creepy and stuff. Maybe you shouldn't do that, or maybe you should just like move on and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't let people know.
Yeah, or if you're thinking that, maybe just talk to a therapist first by yourself. Then write a song.
Yeah. Here's a number for you. I think you need it.
Yeah. So anyway, that concludes our
creepy, super creepy,
our stalker creepy, icky creepy, and deathly creepy.
I know. You wonder whether you kind of, move more in there. I'm sure there's tons more stalker creepy.
And you know what? We could have a part two if you've got some creepy songs.
Yes.
And why?
Please do.
Tell us about that shiz. Give us it all.
Give us
it all. That didn't make a lot of sense. But rarely.
It's us.
Rarely we do. That's all good.
So,
Thank you. Love yous all.
Love yous all.
See you next time.
See ya. Bye. Bye.